Penta tires from Mel's and receive an exclusive $40 instant rebate. Did you know that Mel's can take care of all your front end, brake, and alignment needs? With summer right around the corner, don't get caught in the heat. Make an appointment to have your AC checked. Head into Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Service is not expensive, it's priceless at Mel's Tire.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday morning, the 20th of April. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. We'll also be joined by Emporia State University Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center Outreach and Engagement Coordinator Daphne Mays. But we just can't get them both on the line at the same time due to some phone troubles we're having in studio here this morning, but we will pivot and we will make this work, Chuck.
We will do that, and we bring on Lisa Keith with the David Traylor Zoo here as we get things started. Lisa, good morning. How are you? Lisa, are you there?
I am.
Okay, good deal. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for making the pivot along with us here, even though we might get a little car sick for the ride here today.
It's always fun,
that's for sure. And we've mentioned here really over the last 2 to 3 weeks about Party for the Planet, a vastly expanded Party for the Planet here coming up on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. So we have a collaboration of four different entities that have kind of come together to make it one huge fun day.
Let's talk about who's coming together and how this is going to come together.
Yeah, so we have ESU's PAROC, so the Prophet Aquatic and Outreach Center, and then here at the zoo, the Natural Resources Advisory Board, and the Earth Day Extravaganza Group. So everybody is coming together, and we are going to make it a super fun day, starting at the Prophet Aquatic Center at 9 o'clock in the morning, I believe, and I'm sure Daphne can tell you everything that's going to happen there, but it's going to be super fun. And then in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, it starts down here at the zoo until 6 p.m.
All right. So what is going to be happening specifically at the zoo, Lisa? All kinds of activities, games, and I understand you've got some giveaways too, huh? And Lisa cannot hear me from in here.
Okay.
So we've learned that lesson here this morning.
Okay. Who did you check?
Well, actually, Lisa, Ron asked you a question. We learned that you can't hear her, and you can hear him, but he can't hear you. But talk a little about some of the different activities that will be taking place at the zoo side of things.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things. So we've got Lyon County Conservation District is going to have their soil trailer down here. That is super cool for the kids to walk through. We're going to be planting sunflowers, face painting. We're going to be talking about endangered species. We'll be doing seed bombs. We'll be having a plant swap. So you bring a plant, take a plant. We'll be giving a tree. We'll have a tree giveaway until they're gone. So each family will get a tree. Evergy will be here talking about pollinators. The Art Center is going to be here as well. We'll be doing tote abodes and all sorts of fun things like that. And of course, we're going to have several live music. So we're going to have from every hour, it's going to change. So we'll have Alexa Dawson. I lost my list. Sam and the Fire Watchers.
You've got to, let me see if I can pull that up on the Facebook page.
You see, and I'm, yeah, we're it's spreading here this morning, Chuck.
it's going to be a fun time. We have four different bands, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Good deal. Lisa, before we let you go and we bring Daphne on here, why is Party for the Planet such an important focus, and I guess why is it this the year to go ahead and expand things the way we have?
Well, you know, any time that we can get the word out about conservation and the importance of our planet. And, you know, we live here. We need to support the planet itself. And if we don't, we're going to lose it. And we all have to come together to do that. So if we can have a day, a week, a month, a year where we just focus on that stuff, it's important, and we have to do it. And I think if we can have this one fun day where we just have a great big party, hopefully we get people in the spirit to do that.
Good deal. Lisa, I, before we bring Daphne on and we let you get ready here for the rest of the day, we'd be remiss if we didn't have your joke now.
Oh, okay, so what do you get when you plant kisses?
I don't know.
What?
Tulips.
Ooh. Oh, great. That's awesome.
Well played, Lisa.
Awesome. Lisa, thank you very much for your time here this morning. We're going to get Daphne on, and have a great day today and a best turnout here for this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Lisa Keefe, David Traylor, Zoo Director, joining us on part one of our Party for the Planet Preview Earth Day Extravaganza, which will be happening this Saturday, April 23rd, 9 to noon at Payrock, and then 1 until 6 at the David Traylor Zoo. Joined this morning by Lisa Keefe, of course, who is the director of the David Traylor Zoo, and we're joined now by Daphne Mays, who is the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator. And I think Chuck
we
has
do have
Daphne on
with
here.
Us. Hey, Daphne, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're fighting through things, and we're going well so far. Tell us about what's going to be taking place here at Payrock Saturday for Party of, for the Planet starting at 9 a.m.
Yeah, we've also got a lot of fun activities planned here at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, and a lot of people that have kindly volunteered their time and resources to bring the community a really wonderful day to celebrate the planet. We have ESU professors and students that are going to be leading various nature hikes and doing some bird watching and just doing some fun hands-on learning activities. We also have other professors that are going to have, and I think Erica mentioned this when she was on, but we'll have some of our collections from the fish collections for people to be able to see different types of fish. We have the Kansas Water Office that's going to be coming out and talking about watersheds and the importance of water conservation. We also have the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks team coming out and helping us with some backyard bass fishing activities. Of course, Phil Taunton's going to be here with What's in the Outdoors. And again, Phil's just been amazing and helping us out with connecting, you know, people with sport fishing and providing really great education opportunities. We've got the Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow and USD 253 Emporia Migrant Education leaders that are going to be on hand helping with that as well. And then also the Art Center is going to be coming out here in the morning and doing some fun nature art, sort of temporary art projects. And we've also got our crew here at the Payrock that's going to be doing some really fun insect anatomy modeling and crafting and things like that. So it's going to be a great day. We're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. What made this the year to, you know, do this two-part Party for the Planet? I know Payrock's not really been part of the picture until very recently over the last couple of years, but what made this the year to launch this style of Party for the Planet activities?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so, you know, we're coming up on a year that we've been open here. So last year we weren't open for Earth Day. This year we are. And we've just been really trying to partner and collaborate with our community, you know, groups and organizations and businesses and places in town that share similar missions and goals. And so the David Traylor Zoo, you know, with their focus on conservation and outreach and the work that they're doing, it only made sense for us to come together. This opportunity to work with the team for Earth Day Extravaganza, it just made sense that we all work together to provide a really fun day for our community.
Daphne, from your perspective, how does this, you know, not only draw attention to, you know, the overall effort for, you know, conservation and really protecting the planet, but opening the doors here to Payrock and what you offer here at the facility?
Yeah, so it's just, it's another attempt for us to bring people out here to teach the community, showcase the amazing resources that we have here with our aquatic ecology research lab spaces and the exciting projects that we have going. With our outreach efforts and, you know, a lot of the things that we're going to be doing for Earth Day are things that we like to try to provide to the community the year. And so, you know, our big goal is connecting people with the environment, and we do that through hands-on active learning opportunities. And so really this day is kind of a great example of what we have to offer here.
Good deal. Daphne, is there, before we let you go, is there one specific part of this that you maybe are more excited about than others? Because it sounds like this is a huge list here at PayRock and also over at the David Traylor Zoo as well. Or is it just really the whole focus that really has you jazzed up?
Yeah, I'm very excited about the fact that we were all able to come together to do this and to provide it to our community. Our community is so supportive, and we live in such a great town, and I just, I'm excited that we all get to come together and do this, and hopefully, you know, we have a good turnout and we have a great day and we can all come together to celebrate this important topic.
Outstanding. Daphne, anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap things up here for you this morning?
No, I appreciate you letting us come on and talk about it, and we hope to see lots of people out and get people excited about the Earth Day event.
Outstanding. Daphne, thank you so much here for your time today, and really appreciate it, and hopefully we've got a great attendance and a great turnout and great weather here for Saturday.
That's right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daphne. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Lisa Keith and Daphne Mays joining us on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning in kind of a split segment, but tell you what, that is a big day,
yes.
And you all are invited, and hopefully you can be a part of this big, big, big party for the Planet Earth Day extravaganza coming up Saturday at both PayRock and the David Traylor Zoo.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, this week's full, next week is filling, so if you want more information about that, give us a holler, 620-342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Carol Strickland, the director of the National Teachers Hall of Fame, as we discuss the latest induction class, upcoming induction activities, part of tomorrow's interview at 7:20.
Yeah, don't miss that. Our Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. 733, 57 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. The Dynamic Disc Open is coming to our course this Sunday, April 24th, so our front nine will be closed Sunday through Saturday, April 30th. There will be regular golf played on the back nine still. Parking is limited during this time due to the number of disc golf participants, so please call the course before coming out or to help find a parking spot. Men's and ladies' nights are starting. If you're looking for ways to play weekly fun golf and meet other golfers, sign up for these. This is